Jan Vermeulen, a very good morning. Good to have you on the show.
Good morning, Pino. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, okay, so when we talk about Black Friday, we can't keep our eye off COVID-19 for obvious reasons. But you guys have done a very interesting piece on how South African stores have prepared for Black Friday. They obviously haven't done so at Access Park, mind you. But yeah, tell us.
So we do this every year to kind of find out what, you know, lessons everybody's learned from the year before and what they're doing this year to try and make sure that, you know, they don't struggle with their website staying up. And then I actually remember it's always like a moving target. So, you know, the one big Black Friday year, you know, a lot of websites crashed. So the next year they got all that squared away. Then the following year, the payment processes crashed. The banks, card payment systems could not process the stuff fast enough. And so we'll see, how things have scaled out this year, and how many people have the disposable income to make use of the deals this year. It's going to, like, there's been a lot of predictions about a bumper Black Friday year, but we'll see if that ends up showing itself in the data at the end of the day. The bottom line is that the feedback we've been getting from the retailers is that they've all scaled out their internet infrastructure. And they are well prepared for Black Friday this year to
try and make
up for the losses earlier in the year.
And apparently one day only didn't. I've been trying to check out the website, and every time you go in there, there's an error 502, bad gateway. Your browser, your browser's working. There's a nice tick on Durban Cloudflare working, and then you get host error. Big X.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So we have our first casualty.
I've tried. I love One Day Only, and I've checked it out, and I'm not one of those fools that'll end up going to a shop to try and get some toilet paper. I don't know. Hey, they've been down for a lot of the time. If one goes to take a lot, and I know Kim Reed at one stage lost his, I can't say that word on air, about 2 or 3 years ago when they crashed. And he was telling us on air, you know, we've done so much, Kino, to try and make sure that there isn't a crash. But he obviously kicked some serious behind the scenes to get it going again. But I'm on Take A Lot, and they're working perfectly fine. Everything up and running there. So they've obviously put sufficient resources into that.
Yes, yeah. So I remember a couple of years ago I spoke to Take A Lot and specifically Kim Reed about what they've done to stay up. And yeah, they've gone to like proper cloud infrastructure that should be scalable as they need. So if they see, you know, that they are in danger at all of their servers going over capacity, they should be able to scale up at will. Where they got let down last time was curiously at the payment processing side, where, you know, people get to the end and they've filled their cart with all their deals and they try to pay and then it falls over. So hopefully that's not a problem this year. We'll be keeping track of complaints to see, you know, if people are struggling with that at all.
And I'm encouraging people today, while we are talking about Black Friday, etc., I'm told Toys R Us have also crashed last night, so the list is growing. Anyway, that's coming through on WhatsApp.
People buying Christmas presents for their kids, maybe.
Yeah. So, and one can expect them. You know, I've got lots of respect for people who are saying, okay, I'm rather going to do my shopping online and not go into a store. I'm encouraging people not to go into stores, especially if you're in the Western Cape and in the Eastern Cape. You've got the COVID spike, and that's Kino being alarmist again, and rightfully so. I was called an alarmist by someone earlier. Oh, my word. I'm going to go home and tell my mother.
I'm
going to tell my mother about it. I know she listens to me, but anyway.
Just support you in that, I've been carefully watching the R number, which isn't the only metric to be looking at, but I've been looking at estimates of RT. It's concerning. We've been above one for I believe over a week now, and it's just cause for caution. It doesn't, you know, people don't have to run around screaming in fear. Please don't scream because that spreads the virus. But, the you know, like when you are out and about, you know, make sure you keep your distance. Mm. Wear masks out of consideration for others. You know, I mean that the mask doesn't protect you as much as it protects others. And just, you know, wash your hands, don't touch your face. All the basic stuff. You know,
there's not a lot to ask either, is it?
The start of the year. Yeah, I mean, just be sensible about it so that we don't have a outbreak situation. Because of the way coronavirus spreads, that's what you have to be careful of. Is that one. You know, they call them super spreaders now, I hear. But, like, that's the thing. Is like it's very manageable until it isn't.
And don't worry.
What we want to avoid.
We just spoke about a super spreader event today known as Access Park Black Friday. I don't know, hey? I really don't know. But, you know, here's a lovely – so I'm doing a lot more interaction here. It says here, but Kino, the deals aren't even that good. Not sure what the fuss is about. SA hasn't grasped the concept of Black Friday deals. And if you think about what that person's saying, I tend to agree with it. It's all the stock they couldn't move during the year that they're now going, okay, we've got to move it and let's make it look sexy and package it and get it out there. In a lot of instances, not necessarily each and every one.
Right. Well, that's the tradition behind Black Friday, right? Is it comes from the United States, which has a very different setup to us. They've got like a shopping holiday every month, basically. And so it comes from, you know, that very short period between Thanksgiving and Christmas where this comes from the physical realm, where the shops had to clear their shelves to get their Christmas stock in.
Yeah.
And so, they just you know, drop the prices, and that's where the great deals come from. You drop the prices on the stuff so that you can clear your stock rooms, clear your shelves, so that you can, you know, take delivery of your Christmas stock on the 1st of December or, you know, the 30th of November.
Yeah.
And so that's where it comes from. But that same thing, you know, that same reasoning doesn't translate to South Africa and doesn't really translate online. Like, unless, you know, the online retailers are running out of warehousing space.
Yeah.
There's no motivation to cut prices to a point where you're taking a loss. And so, the thing is, you know, getting discounts, some discounts is better than no discounts. But what I've seen people complain about is how some retailers are being misleading about it. So it's like, here's our Black Friday special, but it's basically the same price as yesterday. You know, they just like say that they've discounted the price by more. You know, it's become a bit of a joke and a bit of a meme.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that bad, but certainly the deepness of the discounts is not what is claimed on the listings.
No,
and I think people are upset about that.
Now, Matthew, on that point, makes a good point here as well. Matthew in the southern suburbs. Good morning, sir. Jan, can you hear
you? Good morning, Kino. How are you?
Oh, Matthew. I love it now. They're calling yourselves Matthew from the southern suburbs and no longer Matthew from Constantia. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, thank you.
good.
So this year, I wanted to buy a Misa 65-inch ultra-high-definition screen because you don't need an SABC license to buy it.
Yeah.
And use it for Netflix and everything else.
Yeah.
And I've been watching it the whole year. It's the best special was $9,950 at a place in Joburg.
Yeah.
That place took their special down last week. The cheapest you can now find it is $11,500. So right now, that screen is $2,000 more than it was a week ago. And here's the joke. I bet you no one is going out on Black Friday with cash in their hand. They're going out with credit cards.
Yep.
So if you wait a week and you go out with cash, guaranteed you'll get better deals from the same places. Business is not on credit. So it's a joke. Last year, I watched the PlayStation. The year before, I watched an Ocneo 5.1 sound system. Yep. All of them. You could get better specials a week or two before Black Friday. The price went up and then was, inverted commas, reduced.
Yep.
And if you went a week or two after Black Friday, you could go with cash and get better deals on Black Friday because they hadn't got the trade they wanted and they were worried.
Yeah, I think it's a good point.
Scam.
It's an interesting point. Eh? You hike the prices just before Black Friday and then you drop them again and you tell everybody you got a deal. Jan?
Yeah, no, it's almost like Black Friday is less about the actual specials and more about the hype, right? And so the retailers need to be careful because they'll be able to do that once or twice. Mm. You know, it's once burned, twice shy. You know, fool me once, shame on you, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you can take advantage of South Africans for a little while, and then they wisen up, and then there goes your shopping holiday, right? So you have to treat people with a bit of respect and integrity. Otherwise, you just end up having this reputation of, no, Black Friday is a scam, and I'm not going to go out and actually shop on Black Friday.
Maybe not such a bad idea, especially given COVID at the moment. But no, seriously. And by the way, someone has just alerted me, and I've checked it out. So we said that the one-day-only website's fallen over, which it has. But someone said the app's working perfectly. So I've just downloaded the one-day-only app, and it seems to be working lekker. It's operating nicely.
Thanks for that.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
No, but at the end of the day, if you're going to have a front, your front needs to work.
From a consumer perspective, I mean, obviously the fact that the one day only website is down is significant, but from a consumer perspective, being able to access the deals another way
absolutely
is certainly useful.
Now, what is this? Dropping the Honor brand will help free it from U.S. curbs. This is Huawei's founder. Now, I mean, they're doing a bit of sidestepping, aren't they, around U.S. regulations. Can't they just wait for Biden to become president and he'll bring sanity back into it? But anyway, let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if Biden is going to reverse the Trump administration's decisions to engage in an economic or trade war with China. I haven't seen any statements from Biden on this. Mm. I could have just missed it because there was the leading up to the elections, the stuff was dense. But what I do know is that there have been complaints that the Biden administration has not received any of the presidential daily reports and the security reports that an incoming president is supposed to be receiving during the transition period. And so I don't know that he's empowered to be making that decision right now until he's actually got access to the relevant information, you know, like why, you know, all the facts about why the United States is doing this and what the consequences might be if they just stop with the trade restrictions against Huawei. Yes, so all that said, what Huawei is doing now is basically selling off its Honor brand to try and allow them access to U.S. chip makers and software developers like Google and Android. And it's an interesting move, but it feels, it feels like sticking a Band-Aid on a massive gushing wound.
Yeah.
Because the company or the conglomeration that they're selling to is a state-backed entity. I mean, if the Trump-era restrictions are going to stay in place, if they're going to remain consistent, then, you know, the exact same concerns that they've touted regarding security comes up, because the whole criticism of Huawei is that it has ties to the PLA and the Chinese Communist Party. And if you've got a state-backed entity buying Honor, then none of those concerns go away.
Exactly. We've got Chris in Pinelands. I love it when we do this tech talk and we actually have people phoning in. Love it. Chris, thank you very much for picking up the phone and giving us a bow. How's it?
Hi, Keno. Is everything under control?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know about out there, but in here it definitely is.
Well, that's good. Keno, this is not meant to impress you, but I hope it does. Many years ago when I was in England, I was the assistant buyer of that shop in Knightsbridge called Harrods, and I hope that impresses you.
Ah, it does indeed.
It does, good. And we didn't have Black Fridays then, but we did have January sales, as they still do now.
Mm.
And what a lot of manufacturers did when it came to January sales, and I'm sure that the same things happened with Black Friday, they would manufacture goods specifically for the January sales.
Ah.
And I'll give you an example. I was the buyer of pots and pans in the kitchenware department, and people would come up and say, this is a good seller. We've put it under a different name, but we won't make the gauge of the pans as thick as the ones before. And they would manufacture those pots and pans specifically for January sales. And I'm sure the same thing happens now for Black Friday.
That's fine. Yeah, very that interesting sense. Indeed, Chris. I mean, what a lovely insight.
Well, yes. Does it make sense? Yes.
No, indeed.
Yeah, no, it makes absolute sense, and I've definitely heard rumours of that in South Africa on the tech side of things, that TVs and mass market consumer electronics are specific models made for Black Friday that are look and feel incredibly similar to other models another model on the market, and then they say that they've discounted the price, but in fact they've brought in a cheaper model.
Yeah. And here's some more. Hey, we're talking about the deals. Hi, I bought net curtains 3 weeks ago at Highlight for 40 rand a meter. Black Friday, the curtain is 50 rand a meter, and I mentioned it to them. So these retailers must get there. People aren't stupid, eh? People are so empowered these days. I think you made such a good point there, Jan. A good Afrikaans word for Black Friday is Foofy Friday. Where's the other one here? Are we being lied to? Colleagues and close friends being tested positive for COVID only to be tested negative on the following day? We're talking path care, so not a cheap exercise. I don't think anybody's being lied to. I do think, though, that, and this has been mentioned before, you do get false positives and false negatives, right? And that does happen. But we can't be saying that that is going to happen at a large scale. And then Black Friday, EFF will want a name change, and because that idiot will find it racist, says Brenda. Oh, my word. Okay. Thank you for that. But what else was there, Jan, from a Black Friday perspective that you think people have learnt from, especially the retailers?
Yeah, so, aside from the discussions regarding the deals perhaps not being as good as they've been in previous years and that sort of thing, I think that, the major lessons for the online retailers. Now, in physical retail this year, I think it's going to be a bit of a challenge because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of that activity is going to move online. I hope that the online retailers have taken that into account, they've already said that they've seen huge surges in online shopping this year, even before Black Friday. And so to make sure that they've got the capacity on their servers to handle the huge surge in traffic that comes with a big shopping holiday like this. Those are the main lessons in the past 2 years have been make sure that you've got enough capacity on your servers to handle all the users that are coming in to check your deals. And it's traffic unlike any you usually experience, because people are sitting on your page and refreshing the whole time, they get stuck and then they're not in and out as quickly as they might be, or they might come onto your page and then be hunting for deals, and so they hit your search function, which can be quite intensive.
Yeah.
If it's not coded properly, all of a sudden your server is under much greater strain than it has been any other time, and the traffic looks very different than it has at any other point. And so those are the lessons that these retailers have hopefully learned over the past 2 years: is server capacity and then payment processor capacity. So the pay gates, the pay fasts, the MasterCards, the Visas, and the banks, MasterCard and Visa can handle the traffic, but the banks have to put the computers down to have local processing nodes. Those have sometimes fallen over. And so hopefully everybody in the supply chain have learned from the past 2 years of blunders and are well ready for this year.
I tell you what, after our chat, I've now refreshed and I've clicked on One Day Only's website and it's up and running again.
Very good. Good job, guys.
I wonder if someone's listening. Let's go one or two more voice notes as we wrap with Jan Vermeulen. He's editor-at-large at mybroadband.co.za. He was also, the Gauteng winner for Vodacom Journalist of the Year. I believe Susan Comrie and Mr. Pathia, they won, did they?
Yes, yeah, they shared the win, which shows you how tight the judging was this year for there to be a tie declared. And in my category, the investigative category, I once again lost to Pauli van Wyk, who absolutely deserves her win there.
Yeah.
For reporting on the VBS scandal.
Mm.
And it was just a tremendous honor to have such a highly technical story counted among the great investigative work that's been done in South Africa,
absolutely,
uncovering the corruption that we're trying to surgically remove from our society.
Well, I can't think of a better person to lose to, actually, than Pauli. She's absolutely phenomenal.
She did great work.
No, indeed. But so have you. Let's chat. We've got one more voice note here on Black Friday, the strategy by retailers.
You know, this is something that a lot of retailers do. But most notably, it's the online retailers who do this. Takealot do this every year. A month ago, Takealot was selling TVs, because I was in the market for one, for about 10,000 Rand. The same TVs 2 weeks before Black Friday jumped up to 12,000, 13,000, 14,000 Rand. And now they're all back down to about 11,500 Rand. Black Friday in South Africa is it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. The retailers just try to pull the wool over your eyes. You can get better deals throughout the year.
And you know, there was one person at a retailer who said that to me. He says, listen, the TV that you see here is probably going to be cheaper now than what you're going to be able to get the deal for on Black Friday.
Yeah, so we've heard a couple of accusations now. So I just want to lay this out, because it's important to understand that there's a lot of conflicting accusations happening now, I want to make sure that we don't know the truth of it. We do just have a bunch of accusations, but they are, so firstly, that the deals will be were better before Black Friday and will be better after Black Friday. We also have heard now an accusation, and by the way, there's evidence for all of these claims, right?
Yep.
There might be legitimate reasons why this happens, but the fact is, people are not making these accusations out of nothing. They're making them because this is what they see with their own eyes.
Yep.
And so now the conflicting accusation here is that the price gets hiked in the weeks leading up to Black Friday and then dropped on Black Friday. And so, those two, I just wanted to highlight that those accusations are conflicting, but that doesn't mean that that they both don't happen, right? So you might have a situation where some products, the prices are artificially inflated leading up to Black Friday so that they can, you know, claim a discount on the day. And similarly, there can be products which had lower prices before Black Friday than they do on Black Friday.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that,
sure,
you know, people are going to notice those conflicting accusations. So I just wanted to talk through them a little bit.
Absolutely. But Jan Vermeulen, as always, great chatting to you. And I want to thank you for your time today. Jan Vermeulen is the editor at large at mybroadband.co.za.